Motor Talk with David Berthon for Auscar. Looking for a quality used car? Visit auscar.com.au.
Mazda gave us another SUV this week, the 7-seat CX-8, coming only in 2.2-litre twin-turbo diesel with 6-speed automatic, the front-drive CX-A Sport starting at 42,490, in all-wheel drive 46,490, and in the high-grade all-wheel drive Asahi 61,490. Buyers of city-skewed SUVs generally favour petrol engines over diesel, due mainly to the grubby nature of most diesel pumps at service stations, a point women tell me on a regular basis. Get diesel on your hands and it's very hard to wash off. Mazda have sourced the CX-8 from their Japanese market, and it only comes in diesel, as distinct from the larger CX-9, which is petrol-powered. The CX-8 is a roomy 7-seater with the same wheelbase as the CX-9, but with less front and rear overhang and the same width as the smaller CX-5. Highly equipped, it's very nicely built with quality finishes that distinguish Mazda in most of its models. For my money, I'd rather have the CX-9, a little larger, yes, but with petrol power and a really nice driver, but if diesel power's your preference, the CX-8 offers nice torque. Very well soundproofed and with very comfortable seats, it has good dynamics. I covered 300k's on mostly country roads in Queensland this week, and ride handling and steering feel was first rate. 10,000 kilometre service intervals or every 12 months with 3-year unlimited kilometre warranty. I'm David Berthon.